Question 1. You hear a news report on the radio.
And now some traffic news. Due to a bridge collapse, there are no trains into Norcombe Central Station until further notice. Extra buses have been laid on, but more people are using their cars to get into town, so all main routes are now extremely busy. Police recommend that anyone who doesn't have a good reason to go into town should avoid the area for the time being. And now some traffic news. Due to a bridge collapse, there are no trains into Norcombe Central Station until further notice. Extra buses have been laid on, but more people are using their cars to get into town, so all main routes are now extremely busy. Police recommend that anyone who doesn't have a good reason to go into town should avoid the area for the time being.
Question 2. You hear a man talking to the receptionist in a leisure centre.
Good morning, sir. How can I help you?
Yes, my name's Paul Flynn. I recently renewed my membership and I was told I'd get my new card in the post. That was 3 weeks ago and it still hasn't arrived.
Ah, yes. Mr. Flynn, I've got your membership card here. We need an up-to-date photo before we can release it.
I wasn't told that. I'll have to get one taken.
Good morning, sir. How can I help you?
Yes, my name's Paul Flynn. I recently renewed my membership and I was told I'd get my new card in the post. That was 3 weeks ago and it still hasn't arrived.
Ah, yes. Mr. Flynn, I've got your membership card here. We need an up-to-date photo before we can release it.
I wasn't told that. I'll have to get one taken.
Question 3. You hear a man and a woman talking about a friend.
Have you seen Jim since it happened?
Yes, I've been round his house a couple of times. He was going to spend his holiday touring with his football team, but he had to pull out.
When will he be able to play again?
It'll be a couple of months before he can start training. Probably longer before he can play for the team. It takes months for a broken leg to recover fully.
Have you seen Jim since it happened?
Yes, I've been round his house a couple of times. He was going to spend his holiday touring with his football team, but he had to pull out.
When will he be able to play again?
It'll be a couple of months before he can start training. Probably longer before he can play for the team. It takes months for a broken leg to recover fully.
Question 4. You hear a conversation in a lift.
So, how's the new department?
Oh, not too bad. My colleagues are kind and helpful, but I've had some issues with the boss.
Really? He's supposed to be great to work for.
Well, maybe it's me then, but he's always looking at his watch when you go home at the end of the day. I don't know how long he expects people to work for, but he's not going to make me feel guilty.
So, how's the new department?
Oh, not too bad. My colleagues are kind and helpful, but I've had some issues with the boss.
Really? He's supposed to be great to work for.
Well, maybe it's me then, but he's always looking at his watch when you go home at the end of the day. I don't know how long he expects people to work for, but he's not going to make me feel guilty.
Question 5. You hear a teacher talking to a student.
But I told you the deadline was 12, Susan.
I know, and I did try to get the essay finished on time, and it's not as if I haven't finished. It's ready to go, but I need to get a hard copy.
How much time do you need?
I just need to wait for the library to open after lunch so I can get the file printed and then...
But I told you the deadline was 12, Susan.
I know, and I did try to get the essay finished on time. And it's not as if I haven't finished. It's ready to go, but I need to get a hard copy.
How much time do you need?
I just need to wait for the library to open after lunch, so I can get the file printed and then...
Question 6. You hear an author talking on the radio about a book she has written.
It's certainly a well-researched biography. Did the research take a lot of time?
It did, and it entailed travelling to Glasgow, where Madeline was born, and then to Madrid, where she spent her married life. Fortunately, I was able to build the trips to Spain around family holidays. My husband entertained the children while I interviewed people who knew Madeline. I was expecting this to be difficult, as I don't speak Spanish, but it turned out okay.
It's certainly a well-researched biography. Did the research take a lot of time?
It did, and it entailed travelling to Glasgow, where Madeline was born, and then to Madrid, where she spent her married life. Fortunately, I was able to build the trips to Spain around family holidays. My husband entertained the children while I interviewed people who knew Madeline. I was expecting this to be difficult, as I don't speak Spanish, but it turned out okay.
Question 7. You hear a couple talking about their garden.
So, what needs doing?
Well, the grass needs cutting, the hedge needs trimming, and there's a pile of rubbish at the end of the garden that needs throwing out.
But I've only got an hour. I'm playing golf this afternoon.
Well, I can do the grass later. But I'm not tall enough to do the hedge. Oh! We do need to get that rubbish cleared before Bob and Mary come round for dinner tonight.
So, what needs doing?
Well, the grass needs cutting, the hedge needs trimming, and there's a pile of rubbish at the end of the garden that needs throwing out.
But I've only got an hour. I'm playing golf this afternoon.
Well, I can do the grass later. But I'm not tall enough to do the hedge. Oh! We do need to get that rubbish cleared before Bob and Mary come round for dinner tonight.
Question 8. You hear a radio presenter talking about a new business.
And now some news for job hunters and businesses looking for new staff. St John's Recruitment Office opened last week in the centre of town. For 1 month only, until the 31st of May, local businesses can advertise vacancies for half price. And, if you're looking for work, you can register on their website. Upload your CV and search for what's available in your area. The service is free for job hunters. And now some news for job hunters and businesses looking for new staff. St John's Recruitment Office opened last week in the centre of town. For 1 month only, until the 31st of May, local businesses can advertise vacancies for half price. And, if you're looking for work, you can register on their website. Upload your CV and search for what's available in your area. The service is free for job hunters.
This is the end of part 1.